Welcome to Hoax 101. All right, class. In today's lesson, we're going to talk about fake shootings. Now, I got a list of 11 things, and these are patterns of things that I always see in every one of these fake shootings. So, before I get on with the lesson, I just want to say that I was really inspired by Jurassic Liars to want to do this video. He does videos once in a while where he puts up charts and he breaks down the hoax codes. And you know, I think more of us should do videos like this, because if the sheep come across this and they see this, they see the things that we're pointing out, you know, maybe they'll listen and they'll start noticing it when they watch the news. So yeah, if you're new to all this, you know, grab a notepad and, you know, write this down. And then when you watch the news, when you see the next mass shooting, look for all this stuff, and then you'll see that we're telling you the truth, and that you know, we're not all a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hats. You know, I'm just so sick of hearing the same fucking garbage, man. You know, get some new material. You know, we've heard it all before. But yeah, I'll try to keep this short. It's probably going to be around 10 minutes, though. You know, try to pay attention, because I know you got a low attention span. I know you got to get back to the Xbox soon. You got to check your Facebook. I'm talking to the sheep here. I know my subscribers are awake. So, but yeah, you know, these people, man, they can't even spend an hour, you know. They can't take an hour out of their precious fucking day just to do a little bit of research, man. I don't understand that. You know, I'm a really curious person, and you know, when I went down the rabbit hole and I did my research, you know, I thought it was interesting. You know, it was quite fascinating, and you know, I'm glad I woke up. I'm a lot happier, and you know, my family, of course, thinks I'm crazy. That sucks, but oh well. At least I have a really good friend who is awake, so that's pretty cool. So, but yeah. All right, class. Well, you have any questions, raise your hands. if you want to, you know, take a zero for the day and sit out in the hallway like I did when I was in school, you can always do that. Yeah, I refused to learn their fake history, so I just sat out in the hallway and took a zero for the day. But for those of you who want to learn something that's actually important and that actually matters, you know, stick around. All right, man. Here we go. Number one, killer never has a motive. Now, why is that? Why does the killer always shoot innocent people for no reason? Well, I have an answer for you. The answer is actually quite simple. It's because it's a fucking hoax. Yeah, fake as shit. Yeah, it wasn't too hard. All right, number two, heroes. Always heroes in all these hoaxes. You're always going to see, you know, a hero or two or three heroes. But you'll see that every time. It's always the, you know, the same script writers. They're writing the same script. Number three, victims play dead. They did it in the Cassidy Stay shooting hoax, where she played dead. People played dead in the Charleston Church shooting hoax, and the list goes on and on. Number four, killer has a manifesto. Now that's something that you would see in the movies. There's no way a real killer would have a manifesto. It makes no sense at all. It's just total bullshit. So yeah. Number five, killer dies most of the time. You know, the killer always usually, you know, commits suicide or he gets shot by the cops. Although they did have a phony trial in the Batman shooting hoax, but a lot of times they'll just, you know, they'll just have the bad guy character die, so then they don't have to have the trial. And another thing I want to mention is when they do have trials, all you see now is you know, sketch drawings. It's just a cartoon because there's no real trial going on. So yeah, look for that too. Number six, GoFundMe accounts. Huge red flag. You're always going to see these GoFraudMe accounts set up right after the next day when the families lose their loved ones. I mean, it's not gonna happen in reality, okay? They wouldn't give a shit about money if they lost their loved ones. They would be too busy just grieving. They'd be traumatized. The money would be the last thing on their mind. But you'll always see these GoFundMe accounts being set up right away because that's how they pay the crisis actors. So yeah, huge red flag. Number seven, family goes all over media. Again, you would not be going all over the media if you just lost your loved ones. You wouldn't give a shit about the media. You would be grieving with your loved ones. Number eight, duping Delight. You're always going to see duping Delight with these crisis actors, and that's because they know they're deceiving the public. They're nervous, they can't help but crack a smile, they laugh, they do it every time. So you're always going to see that duping Delight. All right, let's see. Number nine, no tears. Family has dry eyes. Yes, you're always going to see the dry eyes. No real emotion. A crisis actor cannot cry. They're horrible actors. So, yeah, you'll always see dry eyes, no tears. All right, on to number 10. No footage of any real bodies. Anyone getting shot, you'll never see anyone getting shot. No bodies. If you do see bodies, they're usually covered and they're mannequins underneath. Now again, why is that? What's the answer to that question? Why do we never see anyone getting shot or bodies or anything like that? Well, the answer is very simple. It's 'cause it's a fucking hoax. Yeah. Fake as shit. It's not hard. It's pretty easy, huh? All right. Number 11. I save the best for last. Boston Hoaxathon blood. You're always going to see the Boston Hoaxathon blood in every one of these fake shootings, man. Yep. The bright red Hollywood blood. Real blood is dark, it's black. But you're always gonna see that Boston Hoaxathon blood. So there you go. Hope you learned something today. Did my best. So yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.